It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. Firefighters in California are scrambling to control the state's largest wildfire of the year that has ravaged 86,000 acres and is now 27% contained. Many people have been evacuated since the fire ignited on Saturday. Capital Public Radio's Nadine Sabai reports.
In Napa and Yolo County, 2,900 fire personnel are trying to subdue the county fire from the air and on the ground. Blanca Mercado, a CAL FIRE spokesperson, says constant hot and dry weather throughout the year is causing fires like these to get out of control.
We just know that when we go to work, we may not come home for a couple weeks, and that's just normal now. We kind of have to accept it.
The fire is continuing to spread and is expected to worsen this weekend. In Sacramento, I'm Nadine Sabai.
The Trump administration attacked Senator Kamala Harris this week, claiming on the official White House Twitter account that the California Democrat is supporting MS-13, a brutal gang. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked this inflammatory statement.
Harris and other Democrats have sharply criticized the Trump administration for hardline actions on immigration, most recently for separating children from the parents of migrants entering the country. Harris has also called for reforming ICE, the agency that enforces the nation's immigration laws. But she has not expressed support or any sympathy for MS-13, a violent gang that originated in Los Angeles and is made up of Central American refugees. Criticizing immigration actions and policy is not the same thing as, or even close to, supporting brutal gangs. The White House did not respond to our request for evidence supporting its attack. We rated this baseless statement, pants on fire. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
You'll find this story and others, including a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.